Okay, so when you think about, getting heavy machinery for your business, the first thought is often brand new, right?
That's the default.
But what if I told you there's this other option, often overlooked, that could save you serious time and money, without skimping on quality or safety?
Yeah, exactly.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into the world of refurbished forklifts. And honestly, you might be surprised just how solid and dependable these machines can actually be.
It really is fascinating how often businesses just miss this. They overlook the value here
Right.
because we're not just talking about used equipment.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's a systematic, pretty thorough restoration process we're looking at.
Okay.
And, with the right approach, a refurbished forklift can genuinely be just as useful for your warehouse, your business, whatever you need it for. Just like a new one, but with some really distinct advantages.
And that's key because forklifts, I mean, they're the backbone of so much in logistics, right? So making this buying decision is a big deal.
Absolutely crucial.
For anyone needing to move heavy stuff efficiently, warehouses, construction sites, maybe even specialized personal projects, this gear is vital.
Definitely.
So our mission today is to kind of get past those basic assumptions. We want to arm you with a really full understanding of the whole process, all the key things to think about when buying refurbished. We're going to break down the financial pluses, walk you through that detailed refurbishment process they go through, and give you a critical checklist, things to really scrutinize before you invest.
Good plan.
So we're building a case for refurbished, but beyond just, the lower sticker price, what are some of the less obvious financial perks that make this maybe a smarter move? Perhaps even challenge that idea that new is always the best way to go.
Okay, so here's a big one financially. Depreciation. When you buy new, you take the biggest depreciation hit basically the second it leaves the factory.
Right, that initial drop.
Exactly. With refurbished, someone else has already absorbed that massive initial hit. It's like you're shaving off thousands right from the start before even factoring in future loss over time.
So a financial head start,
A
really.
significant one, it makes it a smarter choice from day one, financially speaking. And then there's maintenance flexibility. That gives you more control over your budget.
How so?
Well, new forklifts often have these really strict warranty maintenance rules, You have to use their guys, follow their schedule.
Okay. Locked in.
Whereas a good refurbished unit, it might allow you to use your own trusted in-house mechanics. That could cut your ongoing labor costs significantly.
Yeah, I can see that being a huge plus for businesses watching the bottom line.
Definitely. Especially tighter budgets.
Now, okay, for businesses that need equipment like now, this next point about availability sounds really interesting. Waiting for a new forklift from the manufacturer, that can take ages, right?
Oh, it can take a long time,
Oh, Scott.
sometimes months. And that obviously impacts your operations, your timelines.
Big time.
But with refurbished units, usually not an issue. They're often just available, ready to go. Inspection certifications are usually already done.
Meaning you get the machine much faster.
Much faster. No waiting for assembly lines or those initial factory checks.
That speed must be invaluable if you need to scale up fast or replace something that broke down suddenly.
It really is. And the cost savings keep rolling in even after you get it. Think about insurance.
Okay.
Premiums are usually based on the asset's value, right? So a refurbished forklift, being less expensive than new, well, it's going to cost less to insure. Simple as that.
Makes sense.
And sort of a practical financial cushion, if the worst happens, say it's theft or major damage, it will cost less to replace it. Another layer of financial ease.
Yeah, absolutely. You start adding these things up, and the savings become pretty substantial.
They really do.
And thinking longer term, operationally.
Yeah.
Let's talk parts, replacement parts. That seems crucial.
Very important.
If your unit needs a repair down the line, is it easier to find parts for these slightly older refurbished machines?
Generally, yes. It's much more likely that parts for a well-established, maybe slightly older model used in refurbishment will be in circulation, readily available.
Compared to maybe brand new models where parts might be harder to get or expensive.
Exactly. Newer models might have proprietary parts, scarce parts, definitely more expensive parts. And it's not just about availability. The parts themselves for these refurbished units will cost less, generally.
Okay, so that saves money on repairs, obviously.
Right. And that cost efficiency might free up budget for other things. Maybe invest in additional equipment such as beacons, ride-on platforms, or anything else for your project. without those really inflated prices you sometimes see with the newest tech and its add-ons.
That's a really good point, the ripple effect of those savings.
Yeah, it's these cumulative small wins that add up to a big overall benefit. And another thing people don't always think about is training.
Training, how does that fit in?
Well, older, refurbished forklifts often have familiar parts, familiar controls, layouts your team might already know.
So less of a learning curve.
Potentially, yeah. Quicker integration, quicker operation. Compare that to brand new units, which might have all these innovative functions to learn. That takes time, resources, training sessions. And that benefit can extend to your maintenance team too. Maybe they don't need specialized training for complex new systems.
That point about familiar controls saving training time, that's compelling. But let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Okay.
If it's an older machine, even refurbished, doesn't that potentially mean more maintenance headaches down the line? Are we just trading upfront cost for later repair bills?
That's a really fair question and a crucial one. The key really is twofold. The quality of the refurbishment itself, which we'll get into, and your own homework as a buyer.
Right, due diligence.
Exactly. A properly refurbished unit isn't just a paint job and an oil change. It's a systematic overhaul. Worn parts, critical safety parts are replaced. So yes, it starts as an older machine, but its vital components are brought back to a high standard. You reduce that risk by buying from reputable sellers who follow strict refurbishment rules and provide all the paperwork, the certifications, the service history.
That proves the work was done right.
Precisely. It shows the machine got the transformation it needed to be reliable. And of course, even with familiar controls. Quick reminder here, always, always read the manual and its documents to operate the forklift successfully.
Safety first.
Always.
Always. Okay, so we've established a refurbished forklift is definitely not just used. It goes through this serious, almost transformative process, the journey from its original state to looking and running like new. It sounds really meticulous, like an art form almost.
It kind of is. And this brings up a key question. What actually defines refurbished quality? It comes down to that systematic approach, ensuring it works right and, critically, it's safe. And that all starts with the inspection, very first stage. The forklift's condition is meticulously inspected and evaluated.
Top to bottom.
Pretty much. This first step figures out exactly which parts will be replaced or salvaged. And you can generally expect that most likely, all safety-related parts will be replaced, along with anything obviously abused or worn out.
Makes sense. What kind of parts are we talking about specifically?
They'll do deep dives into the engine, transmission, battery, tires, mast, all the mechanical bits, tires, brakes. They're all rigorously tested and replaced if they don't meet the standard.
That's a thorough first look. So once the inspection's done, then the real heavy lifting starts, the dismantling.
Yep. Dismantle and component refurbishment. First up, things like hydraulic fluids and oil safely disposed of, completely changed out, not just topped up. Then the mast, the big lifting part, its sections and rollers get inspected, prepped, thoroughly cleaned, getting rid of all that built-up grime and wear.
So not just a quick wipe down?
No. Bearings are greased. Tubes, chains, they get replaced if needed. They really aim to give these vital parts a new lease on life. And this goes for everything. Each component is either repaired or replaced, often with new or high-quality refurbished parts. We're talking inserting new bolts, axles, drawbars, springs, and tires.
Wow, so they're really rebuilding key bits.
Absolutely. Anything with visible wear and tear gets replaced. The engine, the gearbox, they're renewed to ensure that core performance is there. And crucially, the battery. If the old one isn't up to snuff.
Needs to hold a charge, right?
Exactly. It gets replaced with a new or properly refurbished one. Guarantees reliable power.
Okay, so this is way beyond a surface fix. It's fundamental restoration. What happens after all that internal work? The looks.
Right, that's the surface treatment stage. This is where it gets that new look. The chassis and mast are prepped, smoothed, and painted. The goal is to make it look brand new.
And if the mast itself had damage?
If it had broken or worn parts, those would be expertly repaired during this stage too. Then you get the finishing touches, things like using compressed air on the steering system, tilt cylinder, side shifter to make sure they operate smoothly.
Ah, cleaning out the mechanisms.
Yep. Followed by a fresh coat of paint, often back to original colors. But sometimes you can even ask for a customized design or color.
Interesting. So cosmetic, but also ensuring smooth operation.
Exactly. The looks complement the mechanical restoration. It creates a genuinely revitalized machine.
Okay, so everything's fixed, cleaned, painted. Then they put it all back together.
reassembly. All those refurbished or new components are put back together carefully to create a restored forklift that runs and operates like brand new.
But they don't just ship it out then, right? There must be final checks.
Oh, absolutely not. There's a thorough final inspection. This includes a functional test and load, basically simulating real work.
Putting it through its paces.
Exactly. It's serious quality control. Some companies are incredibly strict about this, using detailed checklists to certify the forklift passes safety standards and accreditation. It's definitely a team effort to ensure there are no defects.
Okay, that rigorous testing sounds reassuring. And then certification, you mentioned that earlier, that's the final seal of approval.
It's arguably the most crucial step before it reaches you. Certification is huge. Every refurbished forklift must undergo a OLER examination.
Bill OLER, remind us what that is.
It stands for the Lifting Operations and Lifting Equipment Regulations, 1998. It's a UK regulation, but the principle of thorough lifting gear inspection is vital everywhere.
Right.
This exam is done by a fully accredited inspector, and it certifies the forklift is operable and safe to use. It's a legal requirement here to prevent accidents from equipment failure. Absolutely non-negotiable for safety.
Okay. LOR certified. Got it. Anything else?
Yes. Right before it's delivered, there's also a rigorous pre-delivery inspection, or PDI.
PDI.
Yeah. This just double checks everything one last time, ensuring that you, whether you're a warehouse owner, operator, private business, receive an efficient machine that's literally ready to start working the moment it arrives.
Wow. Okay. That whole refurbishment process sounds incredibly comprehensive, gives you real confidence in the machine itself.
It should, if done right.
But like you said, the buyer, you still have a really important role. So we've put together a checklist based on our sources, things you need to look at before you actually pay. This is where you put on your inspector hat.
Exactly. Critical thinking time. Even with all the certifications, doing your own checks can save you headaches later.
Yeah.
You want to be sure the investment is sound and, number one, safe.
Right.
It's not just what you see on the surface. It's a paperwork and how it actually feels and sounds when you test it.
So where do you start? First impressions.
Yeah. Start with the overall condition. Examine it thoroughly. Look closely for signs of rust, dents, scratches, or maybe a poor paint job that could hide underlying issues.
Okay. And what about age and usage?
Crucial details. Check the age, but especially the hours of use. Our sources suggest that less than 1,000 hours will be best to last longer in the future.
Yeah.
It's a good benchmark to aim for.
Under 1,000 hours. Good tip.
And then, absolutely vital, test drive it.
Non-negotiable.
Absolutely. Make sure it's fully functional with a smooth ride with no repairs necessary. Pay attention to the steering. It should also be smooth and easy to drive around bends at various speeds. And stability, the forklift must remain stable while in motion. If anything feels jerky, loose, or unstable, dig deeper.
That test drive sounds like where you really get a feel for it. While you're driving, what about the engine?
Listen carefully. Listen to the engine for any irregularities, any weird knocks, rattles, whines. Those are potential red flags.
Okay.
And here's a great tip. Do a hydraulic leak test. Find the cleanest spot you can, park the forklift, have it run for 10 to 20 minutes, get someone qualified to activate the hydraulic functions, lifting, tilting.
Right, put the system under pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then check underneath and around the machine meticulously for any leaks or other warning signs. Also, keep an eye out for excess smoke from the exhaust, another clear sign something might be wrong.
Good practical tests there. What about stopping brakes?
Critical. Test the brakes at different speeds. You need to know they work reliably under all conditions.
What should you be looking for or not looking for?
They should not stick or feel soft or spongy. They need to respond quickly and efficiently. And importantly, braking must not push the forklift to one side. It should stop straight and true.
Okay, straight stopping. And tires, you mentioned they might be worn but safe.
Yeah, cut and worn tires are standard to some extent on used equipment. But they must be cut to safety standards or be new. Look closely. No deep marks on tire walls must be present, and no obviously worn down rubber indicating they're past their safe life.
Got it. Safe tires, even if not brand new. This is all about making sure there are no hidden surprises, ensuring it's reliable.
Precisely.
What about the paperwork side? Manuals, service reports?
Hugely important. Don't skip this. You absolutely must check the manual and service reports. This helps you know the working condition of the unit and properly evaluate the value and safety.
And the manual itself?
Well, the manual ensures anyone using the forklift, can operate the unit as intended. That's basic operational safety and efficiency. And definitely check the full service history.
To see its past life.
Exactly. See previous issues and identify if any further repairs need to occur. That paper trail tells you the machine's story. It's invaluable.
Absolutely. Like a medical history for the machine.
Good analogy. And don't forget the simple stuff, like the lights.
Lights. Easy to overlook, I guess.
Surprisingly often, most people forget to check the lights, but they need to work. Check everything, headlights, taillights, warning lights. Look for no dim, flickering, or broken lights. If you see issues, make sure they're fixed before you buy.
Good point. Basic safety. Another practical thing, size.
Yeah, think about your needs. Consider which jobs you will use the forklift for and which size is best suitable for you. Don't buy something too big or too small for your space or tasks.
Are there typical ranges?
Generally, refurbished forklifts might range between 3,350 millimeters to 4,950 millimeters in height and weigh anywhere from 1,750 kilograms to 5,500 kilograms.
Yeah.
But always match the specs, lift height, capacity, turning radius to your actual needs.
Okay, match the machine to the job. Makes sense. Finally, let's loop back to safety and compliance. These are the absolute deal breakers, right?
Absolutely non-negotiable. We talked about OLER, the lifting operations and lifting equipment regulations, mandatory for the lifting parts to be certified safe.
Right.
But there's also PUER. That's the provision and use of work equipment regulations.
PUER, what does that cover?
PUER ensures safety by checking the non-lifting parts. Things like the brakes, the steering, the controls, basically making sure the entire machine is safe to operate, not just the lifting part.
Okay, so OLER for lifting, PUER for everything else. Got it. What about those marks you sometimes see? CE, UKCA?
Right. The CE mark, Conformité Européenne, indicates it meets EU safety, health, and environmental standards. For Great Britain, you'll increasingly see the UKCA mark, UK Conformity Assessed, which is the post-Brexit equivalent. Seeing these marks adds another layer of confidence.
And if both OLER and PUER checks are done,
then you should find a certificate of thorough examination physically on the unit, or at least with its documentation. This certificate is a legal requirement here, confirming that parts like the forks and lifting chains are safe.
A certificate of thorough examination. Okay. And why is this so critical beyond the obvious safety aspect?
Insurance.
Yeah.
It boils down to insurance. If something goes wrong, an accident happens, the insurance company is more likely to help if you have these credentials.
And if you do.
Not having these credentials will invalidate the insurance. Plain and simple. That could cost you massively. It's an essential safeguard for your finances and your legal standing.
Wow. Okay, that's a huge point. Check those certifications, make sure they're valid. What about the seller? Brand names, does that matter?
It definitely helps. Trusted brands, you know, Caterpillar, Hister, CSAB, Toyota, they naturally give consumers more confidence because of their reputation.
Established quality.
Right. And the specific dealer or manufacturer you buy from also matters. You want to avoid scams, ensure they stand behind the refurbishment.
Is it only big brands or official dealers?
Not necessarily. It is possible to buy from lesser known sellers if, and it's a big if, they provide the correct manual, reports, and certifications we've been talking about. The paperwork and the thoroughness check are key.
Due diligence again.
Always. And one last tip here. Be wary of overly simple offers that seem too good to be true or confusing deals.
Like bundled packages that aren't clear?
Exactly. Be cautious about confusing deals in different packages without the proper compliance. Clear, easy to understand offers are the best, especially from a seller who has all the correct paperwork readily available and is transparent.
Yes, transparency is key. Okay, so let's wrap this up. What's the big picture takeaway for someone considering this?
Well, we've covered a lot, haven't we?
We have. We've gone through the benefits, the cost savings, the availability. We've looked at that really detailed refurbishment process, and we've walked through that essential buyer's checklist.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty clear this isn't just about pinching pennies. Buying refurbished, when you do it right, looks like a really smart strategic decision. It can bring some significant advantages.
I agree. And it really brings up an important question for any buyer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you just chasing the lowest price tag? Or are you looking for genuine, lasting value and guaranteed safety?
Right. Can you have both?
I think our deep dive shows that, yes, you absolutely can, with careful attention to how it was refurbished and by doing your own thorough checks, you can definitely achieve both value and safety.
So considering all those checks, the certifications needed, the potential cost savings, maybe the real final thought is this. Are we, you know, as businesses, as consumers, are we underestimating the real potential of properly reconditioned equipment, especially in a world that's always pushing new as the only answer?
That's a great question to ponder. Are we overlooking real value because of the allure of the brand new? Something to think about.